From City Hall to history, I'm Logan Wells in the KYMN newsroom, and here's a topic in 10 minutes or less. Indeed, there was a city council meeting last night. The first item on the agenda, they had a officer swearing-in ceremony, Alex Colby. He's going to be joining us from LaCenter's Police Department. So welcome, Officer Colby.
Sure.
They had the Carbon Fund's annual report. The Carbon Fund is funded by franchise fees, which we're going to have to do an explainer bit eventually. What is a franchise fee and how do you end up paying for that? It was started in 2021. They collect from the gas and electric franchise fee specifically about $100,000 quarterly. That's the cap on that they can collect. And they've got a variety of different programs. The Climate Champions, which I believe the city has an advertisement with us on KYMN right now that you might have heard. They've helped fund the school district's geothermal study. They've done other geothermal studies across the city with that money. And they've looked at installing electrical charging stations at the NCRC with the money collected from this fund. The big item on last night's agenda, though, was, of course, the water treatment plant. When the council had kind of ended the project back in the spring, earlier and winter, it was because the cost was too high. And many of the councilors had said they would be interested in continuing with this project if the cost could somehow be brought down.
Right.
And so the discussion last night was, could we get some sort of state government aid in this? And that was through the bonding bill. So going to the state legislature and asking for the legislature to actually provide money for a water treatment plant. The proposal brought forward by city staff would have been the water treatment plant that was just the gravity filter. So what that would mean was it would remove manganese from the water, and that's it. It wouldn't remove the PFAS, it wouldn't future-proof the city, and it wouldn't soften all the water. That was the original proposal brought forward that was around almost $80 million, right? And so this proposal with just the gravity filter would be $64 million. The city was proposing that they ask for a 50-50 split, $32 million that the city would pay, $32 million that the state would pay. And while there was certainly interest from some of the councilors last night about going forward with asking for this request, enough of the councilors are really hesitant after kind of questions, learning that, like, it's not likely that the city would have gotten, if the city got money, that's a stretch to begin, and that they would get any money for this project.
Yeah.
And certainly a 50-50 match of $32 million from the state seemed unlikely, and that it would be a smaller number, and a lot of the councilors were hesitant to go down that path. Because once you start committing to this project, you have to, you're committing a lot more resources, again, you're committing time and energy, and the political capital of our state representative and state senator. And it kind of leaves us with a black mark as a city that if we reject the state money after we've gone through a 2-year process to get it, right?
Yep.
Even if they don't provide the full 50-50 match. So there was certainly a concern from the council last night. So they ended up actually rejecting submitting an application for state bonding money unanimously. Because
unanimously.
While there were certainly councillors that wanted to vote yes, they said, if we're not going to go all in on this together, what's the point, right? We don't want to be indecisive about this. We have to commit to a path, right? We don't want to spend time going down a route that they're still just not interested in going down.
Yeah.
So we'll do a further, probably in-depth piece on that. But there's an interim idea that was brought forward that will be debated more next week with actual numbers and such, of bringing a reverse osmosis system to the NCEC, the Community Education Center, Old Greenville, and to the NCRC. So having two water filling stations in the city that if you were concerned about manganese, if you had infants, you could, that's where you could go. It would also be PFAS-free. It would be all of the things free so that at any point you could get clean water at two locations in the city without having to build a larger plant. That would be an interim solution. They're looking at costs, and they'll bring that forward at next week's meeting.
Okay.
And certainly, I think at some point, every councilor said that they would be interested in that option within reason of those two interim options at the Community Education Center and the 50 North CAC United Way building, among other many other groups there. So that's where things stand with the water treatment plant. Again, there'll probably be more discussion if there's other ways they can get aid for it. But at least this is one route they're not going to try to get aid money for the water treatment plant.
That's super interesting.
Yes, indeed. The next big topic was the parklets. Right now we have two parklets in Northfield, one in front of Hideaway and Hogan Brothers, and one that has traditionally been in front of Goodbye Boo Monday. These parklets were funded with federal money from the CARES Act. and that's how they were built and furnished. They each independently take up two parking stalls. And the city had received a letter from the Eagles Club asking if one of the parklets could be moved to the Eagles.
Sure.
And it wasn't clearly identified last night why Goodbye Blue Mondays was the one identified as the one to move and not Hideaways.
Okay.
But there was kind of this debate of the city's going to need a longer-term plan about where we go from here, because right... The council probably not like me characterizing this way, but certainly they alluded to it of they were picking favorites last night,
okay.
Right? Of who gets to have this city thing, right? Is it Blue Monday? Is it Hideaway? Is it Loon Liquors eventually? Is it the Eagles? And how do we do this fairly? And certainly last night, a lot of the people on the council noted they're Goodbye Blue Monday customers. They might be biased in that direction.
Yeah.
Blue Monday's owner was there last night, and she talked about the importance that the parklet has played in her business in the last several years and how she has come to rely on it because it's been there for 5 years, and customers expect it to now be there, right, as an option.
Right.
And so there's an interesting kind of back and forth with that. The parklet will ultimately be staying at Blue Monday for the summer.
Okay.
That was what the council agreed. They also expressed a very much openness to adding a third parklet and recognizing that there is a lot of interest and such, especially because there are lots of businesses that have now, after several years, started coming to the city asking, could a parklet move there?
Yeah.
And, right, Loon has kind of publicly stated they've been interested. They have told city officials. The city officials have said that last night. So now there are now many different interested people for a parklet. We'll see where they want to go with that. I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to look at over the next year. Now it goes to the Friends of Downtown group to create a policy to bring back to the city sometime in the winter about how do we want to go about parklets in the next several years, and how are the city going to decide where the parklets are going to go. Would not be shocked if a new parklet comes to Northfield the next year, though. The next thing was the fishing ordinance off of the 3rd Street Bridge, officially named the Bridge Square Bridge. Business owners in the area had come to both the mayor and Councillor Beamer expressing concerns about the fishing ordinance. There was concerns about safety, about cleanup, right, both of fishing equipment being left behind and of kind of fish, rotting fish guts and things. And also just, it has gotten quite full at certain points along the bridge. It's a narrower sidewalk than the other bridges are there, was cited as one of the concerns. And so what they is a compromise to both still allow the fishing, because it is immensely popular, and provide a safe pedestrian passage. They agreed to create to only allow fishing on the north side of the bridge. Or no, the side closer to the dam. So
the south side.
The south side, thank you. So the north side would be now the pedestrian crossing side of the bridge, and then fishers could fish towards the dam on the south side of the bridge. That was kind of the compromise there they agreed on. It was the first reading last night, so it'll, with the unanimous approval in the first reading, it'll go on to the consent agenda, is my guess, at the next meeting, and then get approved. They're talking about putting signage up, maybe having some kind of a video or PSA from the city to talk about it, right? But really kind of communicating that first. With the dam removal as one of the priorities of the city, they talked about, could they even engineer the river possibly to encourage fishing in different locations, right? Because fishing's best along rapids. And could that change with the dam removal? So this might not be a permanent thing. It might change in 5 years when the dam's removed. So, but that was a pretty shut and closed case, was the fishing ordinance. And then there was a grant application that they applied for last night about a housing project near Meadows Park in the city. So,
awesome.
1 minute. Any questions?
Actually, I've got a lot, but I think I want to save those for...
As I say, we can come back and do a whole thing on the water treatment plant if you want to.
But I've also got questions about the fishing ordinance.
Sure.
There used to be there was a ban for a while on fishing in that area.
Mm-hmm. And there was a discussion last night about how... They've had bigger discussions about this in the past, where this was actually a very narrow ordinance compared to some of previous ordinances that have been proposed of, like, banning, as you said, banning fishing across the entire Riverwalk. There was not interest, I think, in that last night. I think there was certainly interest in a compromise of a lot. Actually, a couple of the councils admitted they like to fish and that they can understand why people went on a fish along the river.
Yeah.
So certainly not looking to completely ban it, but find some sort of way where pedestrians can both be walking through the area and fishing.
Okay.
Sure.
Cool.
There you go.
All right.
That's it. 15 seconds left. Look at that. How about them apples?
How about them apples indeed?
From the KYMN newsroom, I'm Logan Wells, and this has been 10 Minutes or Less. Looking for more news content from KYMN Radio? Head to our website, kymnradio.net, and click the local news tab, where you can find all the news stories we post each day. You can also search KYMN News wherever you get your podcasts for interviews, these shows, and other conversations. And of course, we're on your radio, 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, KYMN Northfield.